5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Long Beach Social Experiment Podcast with your host, Steven Martinez, aka Mega Man. This is episode 304, and the topic is the final say. I have a very, very special guest, my co-host Cindy, but we all know her as Cali Girl Eats. What's up, Cindy?
What's up? What's up?
So we had a busy day earlier today, Now we're doing a podcast, and we're going to talk about some sensitive matters, which was from the past, but now it's affecting the present.
Yeah.
So let's get to it. So there was an episode Tony A and Norby's did, you know, just talking shit about me. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys and ladies to know, whoever's going to hear this, I'm not going to have anyone run their mouth and talk shit.
Or lies.
And use me as a doormat. And a doormat, you know, where people wipe their feet and all, like, and just say whatever they want. So again, I am not going to have people use me as a doormat. When we, Cindy and I, we went to North Hollywood, shouts to American Cholo, we did a podcast, the 100 Block Podcast with Boo Boo and his lady. We moved on from all that stuff. And I want you guys, ladies, know, I'm not trying to be a hypocrite. Do unto others as people do unto you. Do your thing. But what happened? Tony A and Norby's and West Coast was running their mouth. West Coast is done. He don't want the smoke. Awesome. Best of luck. Norby's always talks shit. Stirs up the fucking, you know, mess with a lot of people. Tony, you talked a lot of shit. You know, there's one thing I don't like is when people run their mouth, spread lies on platforms. That's kind of like, yo, come on, Tony. So we're going to get down to it. The first topic for Tony, he was talking about, I got beat up by my girlfriend.
Which did not happen because I saw the video and Stephen was a perfect gentleman. He got his girlfriend at the time home safely. Like, what is wrong with that? Why is chivalry dead? I mean, he was a perfect gentleman. She got a little tipsy and he got her home safe. That's what an alpha male does, is protect his lady.
And at the time, my ex was a guest on Dining with the Wizard. She was intoxicated. She can barely walk. And it was a fucked up night.
Yeah.
The creepy demonic spirits I saw, I'm not making that up. And also, like, the creepy eye look Tony gave to me, like whatever. It's almost like, in a way, what the fuck are you trying to give me that look for? It's like, it's gross. Ain't no fun till the homies can't have none. Like, that type of shit.
That's gross.
And she was intoxicated. I was driving her home. We're going back to the house. And she was intoxicated. And she started trying to hit me. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're intoxicated. Lay down. And I thought I broke my right arm. Mm-hmm. And we're going home. And it got too violent to the point I had to just leave her outside. And she just was so intoxicated. Just the same situation that happened with SPM's lady. Mm-hmm. He did a show with Rodeo Radio. Tony, come on, drink more. Like, dude, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's how it was with Ashley. That's like, awesome. Yo, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
And when no means no, Tony, no means no.
Damn.
That's,
yeah.
We don't know what happened with Sandy Pants, but what happened with Ashley, I'm not going to have that shit.
No, yeah.
And also, when you see SPM's lady didn't want no more shots and anything, I'm good. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the cops came.
Wow.
And pretty much in a way, I didn't press charges because I cared.
Yeah.
But her mom had to bail her out.
Of course, yeah.
And all this problems came to your spot, Tony. And you're over here saying that I got beat up by my ex, or it's like you called the cops. Of course, she was so intoxicated, she could not get up. She was laying on the floor talking shit.
Well, a number of things could have happened. What if she had drank in so much alcohol that she got alcohol poisoning and then she passed out? And
that's your fault, Tony. That's your fault, Tony.
God forbid.
And I told you, no more. You kept on giving her drinks. No means no, Tony. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're at a bar, they can get in trouble. A bar owner can get in trouble.
Her mom was pissed off.
Man.
The mom was pissed. Like, what the fuck happened? I had to explain. This is what happened.
Wow.
And her mom had to bail her out.
Damn.
And I think in a day or two, she gave me She said, "Steve and I apologize. It was a lot of things." I was like, "You know what? It's cool. You know, we broke up and all that stuff. But all that situations happened at Rodeo Radio and Tony A's house. So I don't know why you say I got beat up if I'm, again, chivalry. Yeah. I'm looking out for her. At the same time, that would have been your fault, Tony, if you gave her so much alcohol she couldn't take it and she died. That would have been on you, Tony."
I mean, it is at restaurants and it is bars when you go out and you drink. And if they over-intoxicate you, you can be held accountable.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's not my law. That's just the law. That's here in California. Like,
I'm just glad Ashley's doing her thing. She moved on. She's sober. Yeah. Awesome. But
you wish her well.
Wish her well. Yeah. But again, Tony, stop making fucking lies.
Because that didn't happen.
Okay. And second, with Pastor Rocha, I wasn't never talking shit. All my family, you got to remember this, people. I have a bunch of family that live in Modesto.
And they have a huge church. It's beautiful.
And yeah, a lot of my family, again, huge church, mm-hmm, but we all know each other.
Yeah.
I grew up in the faith. I grew up in a Christian home, yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't go to church. I haven't been to church in like in 25 years, but we all know each other. A lot of my family, my cousins and all, we know the pastors. And we all know the pastors. I mean, my uncle and some families, they have churches, and we've seen Pastor Rocha. We see what he does. But there was an episode, Tony, that you did. It was like talking about biblical, you know, scriptures and all. And it was kind of what he said. I feel kind of like weird, awkward, uncomfortable. Well, hello, you have evil spirits. We saw like dark figure on top of Tony and Ashley at Rodeo Radio on Dining with the Wizard. That's one. We saw dark entities on Freaky Tales. That's two. There was creepy like orbs, black figures moving things around. It's evil spirits. So of course that's going to make a person who is Christian awkward, uncomfortable. Like, hey, what the heck's going on? And also, why do Bible scripture podcasts and the next day you're going to get drunk and talk shit? What's up with that? That's being hypocritical. That's like saying if I was going to bring a pastor on, knowing the fact I'm into world, I'm not ready to be with the Lord. I'm into the worldly stuff. And I'm talking about this. And it's almost like in the way I'm teasing you, like, I'm thinking about, you know, giving myself to the Lord. But I still want to do what I want to do the next day. That's kind of being hypocritical.
Because you haven't made a solid decision.
Correct.
So you have one foot in Christianity, but then one foot in I want to drink and do drugs and party and do whatever, God forbid, you're going to do.
That's very hip. And that's why I said what I said. It's very hypocritical. Mm-hmm. So got to be careful with some of that stuff because, you know, you're bringing a lot of Christianity. But if they like your show and you see you drinking, talking shit, it's kind of...
Well, it's not like you're going to be like this guy that's like, let's go to the nudie bar and let's go drink and let's do drugs and let's have fornication and all this crap. But yet, then I'm going to be in the first pew on church on Sunday. Like,
thank you.
That's what he means. And so it's like, not that Stephen is at a nudie bar, not that you are, you know, doing drugs or any of that, but you're just not 100% there yet. I mean,
not there yet.
Stephen's very normal, guys. I mean, you're a dad, you're,
you know, my, you know, uncles, everyone, they're all pastors, yeah, and all, you know, even someone said to me, you know, you may not be want to go to church, but someone told me you might be a pastor one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at the
I can see that.
That some people say, but yeah, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
But that's just something I have to say. Mm-hmm. And third, Tony, you gotta stop saying mega cuck, okay? Because the term
it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but the term is he got it because Mega Man Talking back on the Mega Man podcast was a guest on Dining with the Wizard.
Yeah.
And we're talking about all my crazy sex story. It was crazy stuff. And he's like, oh, but this is the thing, Tony, you got to be careful talking about, you know, cucks and all that, because we heard stories. What was up with that girl saying, like, you paid to get pegged?
Uh-huh.
And pegging and cuck, that's kind of more like a beta male, like, simp right there. So
that's where the girl's in charge. That's where the girl gets the strap on and puts it on and she gets you.
Yeah, that's like the example, mind buzz.
Head down, ass up.
Tony, you got to stop saying cuck. If you don't know the term, you're like, oh, he's a cuck.
Because that's
He's a cuck. Cindy, am I a cuck?
No way. No, you are definitely more alpha. I'm too girly girl. So like, I have to have that. Like, I'm more feminine. I mean, you see how I am. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's how my mom is. So that's how I am. So it's like, I wouldn't be attracted to you if you weren't like alpha male.
So, at all. But for him to say, oh, he's a cuck, he's like, no, even all his people in his team say it to each other. You think it's funny?
Because I'm sure that his team, the people on his team say it because he's like their leader in that little group.
Yeah, correct.
So they're learning from him and they're regurgitating what he says.
Yeah. So. And also, he was saying like, I guess some caller called in and I guess he was talking saying that, oh, wasn't he at an event? He was talking shit about you. That was talking about Live and Die of LA. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about that. I give a fuck about seeing the documentary like Dove Guy was on Estevan's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a really good one.
Yeah. So with all that stuff, just stop, Tony. Because that was at the Live and Die of LA event. Mm-hmm. Okay? I'm not even worried about that. And for him to say, I switched sides with the American Cholo, I saw something different from American Cholo that Rodian Radio doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you see him out there for the community?
Not at all. No, because Gil is now running in his district and he's very political in the city of North Hollywood.
Because he cares.
Because he cares. And my tia lives in North Hollywood.
He gives back to North Hollywood.
He totally gives back.
Tony, if you're from Wilmington, and so you say you're from Wilmington, you know, how come I don't see you being there for the community? I don't see you being active.
No,
like, it's all about your ego. If you want to, and this is the thing about being a podcaster, you want to be the podcaster, awesome, but be there for your community. Mm-hmm. Be there for your city. Mm-hmm. We're always there. We're always
supporting small businesses,
active, and the community, everything.
Yeah, we'll everything. Go there to help with the Wilmington Arts Center. Like, we'll go and contribute to like their scary story night or things for the kids in the community. It's a lot of fun. And I encourage you to do it with your family. I think they would have a blast. And like, we'll go and even like eating at the Tres Chinitos and
Mr. Weatherman,
saying hi to your friend. Like, yeah, he's so much fun.
And look at, we always want to be like supporting the community. Absolutely. And that's what Gil, I saw, like, I liked him.
Well, not only the reason why we go down there too is because, like, even the other day, you had to go check on your grandparents because you're always in Wilmington.
Right there on L Street and right there in Blinn, Tony.
His grandparents live in Wilmington, and that's where Ghost Stephen Town. Was raised with his cousins and his mom and his dad. And so, like, he has a lot of fond memories of being there. And, I mean, I do of my grandmother. My grandmother had a little house right there off of Brooklyn.
There's two types of people.
There's
two types who were born and raised, but they move and all. Mm-hmm. They might hate their city and go somewhere else because I hate my city, but I'll go somewhere else, you know? Mm-hmm. But my heart
is there.
Is in Wilmington. Even though we live in Long Beach, mm-hmm. we're always over there for the community. Mm-hmm. What's going on? What's popping? We know the people. We're more active. Yeah. So with all this shit saying like, oh, you went to go support American Cholo because he's not talking about it. He's being about it. He was on Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
He was on Parliament 106. He had AD and Dunos. He had, he's bringing everyone. He's making a difference. I mean, when I talk about community, mm-hmm. I mean the world. Community.
Yeah. And I mean, when we went to the Unity for the Community event, I told you, Stephen, there are two people that I'm dying to meet. And American Cholo was my number one. And my other person was Raider Tommy. And you know
and
what?
Alex.
And Alex too.
Just
Alex,
to say,
Alex and Wendy, yeah. But my point is I really had like, I had already met Alex when we were in Long Beach and we went to the Civic Center right there to help protest. But I really wanted to meet American Cholo and I really wanted to meet Raider Tommy. And I got to check both of those off my list. Mm-hmm. But that's how important they were to me because of what the community service mm-hmm. that they do, mm-hmm. you know, and even like looking at like your friend Tito here in Long Beach, like
Lizana.
You have a lot of good people that do a lot of good things and you're just the same, Stephen. You try to help where you can.
It's all because of Gil and the Tito where I want to be there for the community. Mm-hmm. So for Tony to say, oh, you picked the enemy. Are you with him? Because I see something.
You don't see him as the enemy.
I don't see him. I see this guy making a difference.
Yeah.
Tony, do I see you making a difference for the Harbor area? You're giving the people a black eye from the stupidity what you bring to your channel. It's negativity. I mean, you're giving the Wilmington a black eye. You're giving Harbor Area a black eye because all the stuff that you're doing is all negative. I'm speaking for me. I wouldn't want to fucking claim you. You're not from Wilmington. You are not from the Harbor Area. You're a disgrace. All this drama that you're getting from Haters Road and from all these other platforms, and you're talking shit, bringing like, oh, who's this guy? He doesn't bring views, clouds, and numbers. Well, I am a somebody because you're speaking on my name, talking shit. And the way how you're talking, you know what's up. And don't be saying, oh, yeah, you know, Mega Man paid $100 to come on. He was desperate.
No, he believed in you.
Yeah.
And he believed in your show.
And at the same time, how can you say that I'm desperate if I did your show 5 or 6 times and you're calling me, hey, what are you doing next week? I want you on my podcast. So how is that being desperate? I don't get that.
Why is it
being desperate? You're the one calling me.
Especially if you know, to come on your show 5 times. Did you make a mistake 5 times?
Yeah. Thank you. I know, it's like, hey, man, Mega Man was desperate 5 times.
What it boils down to is your feelings.
Do you see me begging to come on?
No, I see actors and actresses asking you to be on their, for them to be on your platform. That's what I see. I mean, we just ran into Jesse Borrego when we were at the event for Blood In, Blood Out. And he said to his assistant, get me on his platform.
Do you see? Because I rarely do this. I only call, like, I want you to come on. Mm-hmm. Well, he does all the booking, like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I have people organically, like, hey, I want to be on your show. What do I have to do?
Yeah.
What do I have to do? And I just don't get it. So don't be saying I was begging to be on your show.
No, he doesn't beg. People, he attracts. He attracts. People ask him, like the lawyer for the Justice 8. He asked him at the Conejo concert.
We're going to go. I'm going to have Rosenberg.
Rosenberg
coming on.
Rosenberg asked you.
Oh, yeah.
And then also to LA in the Minute. I mean, I could go on and on, but
King Guest. We got a lot of people. Commitment Soldier.
Steven isn't about clout.
Junior True Hustles Podcast.
This is just his circle, his friends and group of people. That
networking.
He networks with. And you know what? They see our heart. They know we're good people. They know that we are Christians.
But at the same time, everyone.
You're not a doormat.
Correct.
You're not a doormat.
And lastly, before we switch gears, he brought up saying that I made people weird. There was a podcast, which he's talking about, called Ratchetness Podcast. Mm-hmm. And the reason why all this weird, at the time, I was getting heat from the LGBT, from Black Lives Matter, from the feminists, the craft beer, all that stuff. All because this all, at the time, people didn't want me to fuck with Tony because we didn't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Ratchetness was cool with Maria. Mm-hmm. And so people, stay with me.
Yeah.
Maria is Edgar, which is Beer Thug Life. He has a brewery, owner of Beer Thug Brewery. Maria, Ratchetness, were friends with Sandy Pants. That's one. And I, at the time, was cool with Tony A. So that's why all this shit started going.
Because all the dots connect and the ripple effect continues.
Yeah. So all this shit happened because the whole situation with Sandy Pants and Tony A and all that. And she's like, oh, he's this, this, and this. Talking crap because I parted ways because there's a lot of fake fuckeries out there. And at the same time, people hated me. Oh, fuck him. He's a misogynist. Oh, did you know that he supports? We didn't know at the time. Oh, he's supporting a person, as a rapist because Sandy Pants, with all that craft beer community and all that.
Lied.
Was lying and had all
like
this.
She lied about Sprouts and being open and you bothering her.
Girl power and all that. And
she's a liar.
It was problems. And what happened? Problems, again, how you say it, it's a ripple effect. And all that happened because I was at the time supporting. And think this is where we saw like the change of Tony. We saw a younger version of Tony when he first came on 5 or a half years ago. Until now, how age
has stressed him. Like you look at yourself and you can see. I mean, we all age normally. Yeah, we all age.
But not like that.
But you've aged like you were the president.
It was stress.
Yeah, it's
stress. I have never seen that.
Because it's going to him.
And he got paranoid.
And he got very paranoid.
And also at the time, people like, I had some DMs, but I will say this. When I was at the time sticking up for Tony and with that situation with him and Sandy Pants, I had, you know, every day, if it's something topic, I'll pin it for the whole day. I unpinned it. And all of a sudden, Tony, they're probably over there drunk. hey, Mega Man, fuck you. Hey, I saw what you did. Like, why you take, you're a fucking pussy and all that. You
took my thing down.
You took my thing down that you support and all.
And it's because you didn't understand that you could pin and unpin things as a topic of three topics. So
he thought I erased it. And Norbis, which
he jumped the gun.
He jumped the gun. Norbis had explained it. He has it on. Mm-hmm. And what did Tony A do?
Apologize.
No, but he did on his DM.
Yeah, I know he did. Oh, hey. I know he did on the DM.
I admit it. Yeah, I'll admit this. I was wrong and all that. Fuck all that shit, man.
You showed your true colors.
You showed your true colors. Yeah. And every time I call, you better be right, Mega Man, or we're not friends no more. That's how paranoid this motherfucker was. Like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? And that whole situation, what the fuck happened with the sheriffs?
Yeah.
What was up with that shit? Okay,
so like a few days ago, there were like 9 sheriffs in front of his house. And on the back, there was at least what, like another 7 or so? No.
Shout out to Long Beach Carlos. So yeah. Eyewitness Foos. Because, and people were like, oh, white.
And it wasn't Steven's video. It was another person that videoed it and uploaded it onto Full News, is that what it was?
Full News. Eyewitness Foos. Long Beach Carlos.
I'm dying.
Eyewitness Foos at what? Imagine the flyboy was at Tony A's house. Full News here. Oh my God. Oh my.
Was it him?
I'm telling you, when that shit happened, everyone blew up. I mean, 7 o'clock in the morning. What happened?
I woke up to this vato telling me, Cindy, wake up.
I was like,
wake up.
I had, no. I had fucking 46 DMs. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on?
His phone was off.
Tony, ding, like, ding. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck?
And someone had video, like, whoa. What the fuck is this shit? Damn. Holy!
Hold up. Wait a minute. It was like, whoa.
Well, we went to go drop off Alex. We went to go get me. And was like, oh, shit. I was like, man. See, I'm telling you, man. It's a black guy to Wilmington. And people got, and you know what? When I posted it, I said, I guarantee they're going to take it down. They took it down.
They took it down.
They took it down.
Like, you only had it. It was
for 5 hours.
But you re-forwarded it to someone else.
I had 4,000 views. I was like, what the fuck? They took it down. I was like, it was the minions. It was the haters from Rodeo Radio. Man, I was waiting. Like, man, imagine what Hater Rose was going to say about this shit. Blue Devil. I'm telling you. Blue Devil haters will shout to you. This motherfucker has a heart up for Tony. Look, motherfucker. You got 2 options. Hold up. You owe Sandy Pants 40 racks, and damn, you're doing a documentary. I don't know, man. Like, how you gonna... That was a lot of money. I'm telling you. I'm like, dude, you owe Sandy Pants 40 racks. Hold up. Let's stay with me. You owe Sandy 40 racks.
40,000.
And you have to do a Chicano rap documentary. And we saw the episode with Sleepy Malo. He was on Rodeo Radio. I mean, not Rodeo Radio, but he was on American Cholos. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to be on part 27. I'm going to be, you know, because... And also, we saw, like, it was weird. We did an interview with Chunky.
Yeah.
And someone made evil faces. Like, we're making a documentary.
Oh, my God, you guys, the documentary.
Oh, I was laughing.
I think it might have been him. But you know what, though? Word of advice. You should have made my teeth just a little bit more sharper, because I'm a little bit more wicked.
This is like, this is the minions of the Rodeo Radio. Like, we're going to make a documentary exposing them. And said, shit, at least my doc is going to come out before fucking Tony A's.
And at least my shit looks real.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope I get paid. But
you gotta have my money.
But like I said, people, just, it is, hold up, we got it right here. Hold up, go back.
So it says on here.
Let me see.
It says, when influencers try
to cause havoc, we would drag them down one at a time. The documentary is dropping soon. The victims have come forward. These sickles will be stopped.
And by the way, this will be the cover of our episode.
Oh my God. Final say. Yeah, that was kind of like, I was like thinking like, when we saw that, I was like, man, Mortal Kombat, huh?
I was like, my teeth are not that yellow. My teeth are not that yellow, damn it.
Those eyes, man, makes you feel like you're a Shang Tsung, dude.
Like, I'm Japanese, not Chinese.
I'm telling you, all this hate we're getting. Tony A, if you're hearing this, just shut the fuck up. Move on.
Scumbag.
Just calm the fuck down and stop talking shit. You know, focus on your family, focus on your show, and be cool. And look it, we hear a lot of things. I don't know if are you really being faithful to your wife or not? Just calm the fuck down, okay? Do what you gotta do. I said what I said 100 Block Podcast. Stop running your mouth, stop talking shit. This is not gonna be recurring back and forth, back and forth. Oh, Mega Man said this. Oh, Tony A said this. Norby said this. Mega Man said this. Tony A said this. Fuck all that shit. Just move the fuck on, Tony. Okay, because you have that cursed spirit. If you say you went to Christian, your Bible, then you're still speaking on Sandy Pants' name. Don't you have the curse of the Jezebel? Think about that for a second. That's a real shit. And you're bringing some negative energy, and it's a ripple effect. So stop making up lies. Again, move the fuck on. Stop speaking on my name, and that's it. Okay, Tony? And stop ruining, like, stop. I don't want to say ruining. Stop doing stupid, dumb shit and making Wilmington, the Harbor area, look bad. That's it. Okay? Calm the fuck down, okay? Because right now, you're just being a laughing stock, and people are laughing. Even your friends are laughing. Everyone's going to laugh, okay? Tony, calm the fuck down, okay? All right, fucknut? Let's do it. Calm down, okay? If you want to meet up, cool. If you don't, cool. It's awesome. Always in Wilmington every day. Let me know. But again, Tony, move the fuck on. Next topic. Let's talk about King Mexico. King Mexico. Ay, King Mexico.
What were you thinking?
Man, so a lot of people want to know what happened with you and King Mexico. This all started from Mindbuzz. Mm-hmm. And there was a fake page. And what was his brewery's podcast name?
Los Brujos.
Yeah, podcast. And it was a cool show. And me and King Mexico, we met each other from Flo and Brown from Raza Stan Podcast. And the reason why this follow is all because of Mindbuzz. So there was a fake page Mindbuzz did, envy, jealousy, and everyone wanted to tag along and talk shit. You know, everyone can do their part. I guess in a way with King Mexico, I think he kind of felt kind of mad, like, hey, I want some drama too. I want people to hate me and haters, but didn't know the outcome and didn't know the situation. So the reason why I'm not cool with King Mexico, I think that relationship is pretty much in a way done, is we did shows and the stuff that was going on, it was very hurtful. And I want to say this, Ranty Romoski, and you got to stop. When you say, oh, he's using his kids as like a shield, you know, like his daughter and this, you know. I know people are going to say their stuff, but those are cold-hearted, evil people. But for King Mexico to say, don't talk about it, leave it alone, I just want to be neutral, you fucking pussed out.
Yeah.
You fucking pussed out. And that to me was like, you choose them over a friendship. And there's one thing, King Mexico, you should know. That Flo said it best. Like, there's one thing I like about you, Mega Man, and what King Mexico doesn't have is what? It's called loyalty.
Yeah.
What you say? What's your take on it?
Well, my take on is this, is that anyone who's going to sit here and say that Steven is using his children as a shield are not walking in our shoes, number one. Number two, you know, he has his children from Alex and Gavin, from his ex-wife. And he has his daughter, Luna, and he has his son, Emiliano. And I have Maggie. And we love our children. And there's nothing that we wouldn't do for our children. But we have our children that we are with, and we have our children that our exes are with. And we try to support them as best as we can. But to have anybody have their opinion and with our name in their mouth, they're not paying our bills. They're not paying our kids' bills. And I'm sorry, it's none of your damn business. And as far as what we do share on your platform, mm-hmm. and or what snapshots you see in my life on my platform of us, all it is maybe 10% of our lives, maybe 5. And they're little glimpse into who we are as people, whether it be from a photo, a video, a 15-second video. I mean, that's what Instagram lets you have. It's quick. So if you're going to form an opinion of our lives, that what we post is, I'd say, 90% positive, and it's going to make you feel some kind of way about yourself, delete. Block. Don't come to my page. Don't come to Steven's page. Because you know what? We're not begging you. We do what we do because this is fun and it's what we enjoy and it's what we, how we socialize and navigate. And he has his podcast that he enjoys, and he just has a big heart that he wants to support small business and bring awareness to these business owners that are in his area that he grew up or the surrounding areas thereof. And if that makes you mad, because I mean, honestly, there was a grown ass adult that is friends with Maria from Beer Thug Life's restaurant or bar, and this other worker, and they got mad because one of them said, oh, you're not from the Harbor area. I mean,
that was sad.
That is pathetic. You're a grown ass man who your fucking dumbass decided to move out of California because you can't make it and you're going to go live in Seattle. Yeah, okay, California's a
thing. That was Greg, and that was a fat boy, chichi boy, a hopped at Sipkiss. He's like, if I was a manager, you'd get kicked out. But bitch, I was invited here by Shouts by Eddie West.
We were promoting it. Steven was on the VIP list promoting Beer Thug Life.
Who instigated
restaurant.
That?
And
no, hold up. Who instigated that whole shit?
That guy did in the Dodger hat.
No, but who was with them? Maria.
Maria, that the wife of
Sandy
Beer Thug
Pants.
Life.
Who?
Yeah.
Who they don't like?
Yeah.
Tony A.
And what happened was is. That guy in the Dodger hat, what's his name?
Greg.
Okay, so Greg walks by, and as he walks by, he tells Steven and I, he says, I'm going outside to get my bat. Okay, number one, I don't know who the fuck you think you are talking to me like that, motherfucker, because you know what? Try me.
Don't test Cindy, everyone.
Yeah, try me. It is a phone call, motherfucker. And don't even turn around because you will be whacked.
We went up to them. We went up to them face and they were like.
Yeah, we went up to them.
They got scared like, what the fuck?
We straight up bum rushed them. And I said to that guy, who the fuck you think you're talking to saying you're going outside to your car to go grab a bat? You better fucking come correct when you come and talk to me.
And what happened when we turned around? Somebody grabbed someone by the arm like, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
We're not going to mention, but that was like...
He took care of it. He handled it. And he was like, the fuck is your problem?
You're fucking up
my business.
Correct.
The fuck is wrong with you? Because, hello, again, Steven was asked to come and to support by Eddie West, the producer of the show, which we had been going there for months. Like,
Laugh Out Loud.
Shout out to them. Do your thing. We love all of the comedians. Why? Because we love comedy. Mm-hmm. So if that's a nice... night for us to go and support your friends and for me to do a beer blog or whatever. Hello, I'm a food blogger. It's fun. It's my entertainment. What is it to anybody? If you don't like, again, it's Instagram.
So you got to remember, everyone, Maria, Sandy Pants, Ratchetness, they're all together.
They're all friends.
And they all craft their community, and they try to take me down and try to take down Tony with, again, but that's how this all drama started. Mm-hmm. And that's why King Mexico is more like, you know, we're done.
Yeah, because he probably wants to be neutral. But that's the thing. If you are not going to be on my side and defend me behind my back or in front of my face, then I don't want you in my circle. Go away. Because the friends that I have better be fucking loyal enough to speak kindly whether I'm there or whether I'm not.
And all this started because of Mind Buzz. Because when Mind Buzz got checked, made that fake page, that's when you know what? Someone told me, you're better than this. And said, check this out. And that's when I told you all these red flags, which we're going to get into, of the whole situation where Mind Buzz was throwing people under the bus.
Mm-hmm. He threw so many of his homies.
But this is the thing also. Stay with me. Mm-hmm. When King Mexico was saying, oh, hey, Ranty Romulus gave you flowers. He gave you like the episode. Stay with mm-hmm. me.
I know.
Then Ramblings gave me a shout out. Okay. Then this is what really hurts my heart. Flo. He tried to bring the olive branch for Ranty Romulus because he did that episode, mm-hmm. the fallout with Mind Buzz. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say anything to Ranty Romulus because the situation, he lost two people in his life. Mm-hmm. And it's like, give him his space.
Yeah. Let him alone. And I even said, you want to call him? I have his number. And you said, no, give him his space because he's going through a lot
personally
with his family.
I didn't know.
And when he's ready, he'll reach out. And that's it.
And we left him. We left mm-hmm. Jose alone. Mm-hmm. And for him to say, you know, that to, you know, give blessings and to Flo. And I was like, okay, see what's up.
Yeah.
Started talking to him on the phone. Cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, cordial, yeah, not like friends.
Yeah, you're trying to see where that olive branch is going to lead. And let's be cordial. Let's, you know, try to reintroduce ourselves and see where we're at. It's been some time.
And the situation when Mind Buzz got checked and my daughter was, you know, mentioned by, and he started, blowing up everyone. I didn't do this and throwing people under the bus and, you know, Chris and Ranting and Hymeth from Ramblings are sticking up for themselves. And at the same time, it's like, see what's up with Jose. Mm-hmm. Then it's where it's like, I want to hear what they have to say. So what do we do when we're at late night? Let's go see here what Jose had to say.
Because the Patreon. You had the Patreon and he had called us. And it, over the phone,
we're talking for like an hour and a half or something like that.
You spoke for like a good hour and 20 minutes. And I remember because that night we were up and you were talking to him and you were getting reacquainted with him.
Yeah.
And you were chit-chatting with him. He was chit-chatting with you.
Like what he knows and what I know.
Yeah. And we were sharing different things of just far as like just what you kind of been going through, what he's been going through, yeah, where he's working, how he's been.
Like what's he been up to lately?
Yeah. And then, you know, you said to him, you said, you know, respectfully, when you were going through what you were going through, I gave you your space. I don't want you to think that I didn't care, but I just kind of understood what you were going through and wanted to give you time. And, you know, I figured hopefully someday we would talk to each other because we both have a mutual friend, Flo.
And also, and I have to say this too, rest in peace to Alfredo from Sangre de Tigre. Mm-hmm. When I was working with him, when I took a year off,
yeah.
He says to me, hey, Steven, since we're having these grown man talks, you know, and all, what happened with you and Jose? It's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, I didn't do anything. And he says, when we were doing that Local Hearts Foundation, I took a picture. And I think a picture was me and him. And it said, hey, man, Jose said to Alfredo, don't post that picture. I don't want nothing to do with them. It's kind of like weird.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's like we're talking. But, yeah, cool, just cordial.
Yeah.
But for him to make a Patreon and talk shit,
yeah.
Then...
And you called him and said nothing but positive things with one side of your face.
Exactly.
And then literally, few seconds later, Steven goes and he jumps on the Patreon and he's like, want to listen to this? Because I'm curious to see what he put on there.
22 minutes. And I was like,
so
whoa.
So we listened to it and I was in shock. Because I was like, wait a minute, is this the same man that you were just speaking to on the phone?
And I'm thinking to myself, I text, hey, man, good episode.
Yeah.
Then I get a text around 6:40 in the morning. It's like, hey, man, we just want to let you know we gave you flowers. It's like, are you putting that episode out Patreon? Because I'm thinking Patreon, he put the episode, he's going to put out for everyone.
Yeah.
But he did an episode with Hymeth from Ramblings, Chris and all. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you flowers. It's like, mm-hmm. hold on. And this is where it's like, hold up.
This is where you caught him.
I caught him. And I said, Cindy, I'm going to start writing all this stuff down.
Yeah.
And when I saw, trying to be cool, then it's like, hold up, we gave you flowers and all. At least in a way, if you're going to do an episode, apologize.
Yeah.
And when we heard that episode, yeah, they got a lot of shit from their fans. Like, why are you backing up? Why you support him? I moved on. And look it. Yeah. I move on doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I change? Yes. But again, we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be treated and used like a doormat.
No, not at all. Because you have your boundaries as well. And you have self-respect. And so to have these men, which I don't even want to call them men. I want to call them boys because that's what you're acting like.
You guys didn't apologize, you know, because you guys got mad because Mind Buzz threw you under the bus. We had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You guys all knew what he was doing. And at any one point, you could have at least had even him stop Kimesco, or reported it.
I'm sorry to say it's Kimesco. I have you involved as well.
Yeah.
Because I told you to take that Instagram you had, I told you to take it down. It's like, if you're really going to be like talking shit.
Go back and unlike it.
I'm going to unlike it or unfollow it.
And that was on the date of November 22nd. It was last year.
Yeah, November 22nd, 2023.
And I screenshotted it. And yeah. I have, and it's lists the names of people here.
Yeah.
But since then, there's been people on here that you talked to
yeah.
and kind of squashed things.
Yeah.
But there are people that haven't. And when I showed this and spoke on it, I thought, wait a minute. How is he saying on one side of his face this, but then on the second... He's saying
then they're trying to give me flowers and you know, and at the same time, this is not no, oh, we have nothing to do with it. It's nice try. Okay. You guys are backtracking. You guys were involved. Okay. Yeah. Just admit what you guys did and just say, hey, you know what, Mega Man, we fucked up. And also, again, I'm not using my kids or my daughter to have people feel sorry for me. You guys don't know what I've been through. Imagine if the situation was, you know, they were going, if Maya Buzz did that. And to Jose Ramos, or they did that to Ramblies, and they're going through a lot of shit. Be like, fuck, man, that's kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. You can't be doing that to people who think you can get away with it. You guys are a piece of shit. All because of all this stuff is all because of envy and jealousy. Mm-hmm. Because you think like, oh, we had a follow with Mega Man. Oh, me too, me too. You know why? It's the energy.
Because all of you guys want to sit there and gang up on him. And for what? Like, this is the sad thing. You guys are all jealous because of what? Him getting that award and you not?
I don't care about
that. You know what? Steven doesn't even give a shit about the award. Let me tell you. It's in the bottom drawer of the kitchen, and he's not even doing anything. He has it in the bottom drawer amongst papers and stuff. Like, you know, like our receipts and bills and shit that we're keeping. Like, that's the thing. It's not even an issue for him. He doesn't even have it be like something he gives glory to. Or is excited about anymore. It's kind of like, he got it. Great. Move on. It just makes me sad. It really makes me sad that I know at points in his life, you guys have been involved in his life. And you guys have done podcasts together. And, you know, as far as Tony A, this is something I want to say to Tony A. You referenced this magazine and said that Steven knows someone in this magazine. He doesn't know them.
I don't know them.
He doesn't know them. This was something that they contacted him, you know, and even one of our other friends, Andy, he got in there from Profile Pod. He got in there. There's other podcasters such as yourself too, Tony, that got nominated on here, but he doesn't know who these people are.
And I want to say this. I have the book right here. It's Los Angeles Solace Magazine. This was in March 2022. And I want to read this to you guys and ladies. When I was rated number two, I was in tears because I was shocked. And this is what I wrote. Bear with me, everyone. My name is Steven Martinez, the host of the Mega Man's podcast. I started the podcast about 4.5 years ago when I was going through some very hard times. I was laid off from work. Battling through depression, my family abandoned me and my two beloved kids, which left us living on the streets, everyone. Again, living on the streets. If you guys know what I've been through, then you should know. If not, then shut the fuck up. When I started to get my life back on track, one thing that got me out of this deep, dark time in my life was listening to podcasts. I became inspired by multiple genres of podcasts from listening to, and everyone... Listen to what I'm going to say, who I give shout-outs to. Joe Rogan's podcast, George Perez podcast, Aaron Bender's podcast, Profile Pod, Big Brother Jake, shouts to him, Rasa Stan podcast, American Cholos podcast, Rhodium Radio with Tony A. the Wizard, What's Up Food podcast, and the Yoa podcast with Martin and Hooter, which they were from Weed Maz Harbor Area. I fought hard but never gave up. Truly, I must say, listening to podcasts saved my life but also conquered my depression. Now I'm in a position in my life where I want to inspire, motivate, and make a lifelong impression on anybody that is listening and will listen to the Mega Man podcast, which is now the Long Beach Social Experiment podcast in the future. My last words is saying, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. Sincerely, Steven Martinez. P.S. My inspiration is to one day be a guest on the Joe Rogan's podcast.
And I hope and pray for you that you get that. Because we should all go after something. And we should all strive for something.
And this is why a lot of this shit happened. And also with Mind Buzz, where I don't want to do his podcast. And there is just problems. Mm-hmm. But for people to make a podcast and give me love and all, then we're in present time. Because we did an episode, 303, Clear in the Air.
Yeah.
Someone got butt hurt.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, we got to go stick up for Chris now. Because Mega Man said, if I saw you in the desert and you're asking for water, I would leave you there to die. Well,
because you feel betrayed by him.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. And he's speaking bad.
Hold up. And they're going to be like this. Oh, let's do an episode and we'll break everything down what he said. There's nothing to break down. I don't like Chris and I never will. And Jose Ramos, if you're hearing this, you need to look at your fucking circle, bro. Like, if you're having fallouts with Inside the Nutsack, okay? And I'm looking out for you, and because I fucking love you. You can say what you want. You can hate my guts or not, but I look out for certain people. The situation you had with Mind Bus fell through. The situation you had with Inside the Nutsack, and you're having certain problems here and there, you should look at your fucking circle. Maybe you should look at Hymeth. Maybe you should look at Chris. You think those are your buddy buddies? What happens if you're going through shit and you say, you know what, I'm going to fucking make it, get out there. And there's certain people that are going to hold you down. Again, was I surprised about Chris when he gave me a backhand compliment? Not surprised, but I tell you this. Remember you said, I bet you $5, but you owe me a fucking Burberry's cologne because, hey, I guarantee this.
Which I got. I got him.
But I told you, I bet you in an hour, he's going to screenshot.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He did, like, little bitch.
What do you have to say about that? You screenshot.
Nothing to say. He's a fucking rat.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. And what did they do? They double down and talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I mean, you're done. You've tried. And it's like, no more. You've already extended the olive branch. I don't know how many times. And that branch came and whacked you back in the face. So, we're done.
We're done. So, to me, what's the best thing?
Let's just agree to disagree and move on.
Yeah.
And we have nothing else to say. Hence,
there's nothing to talk about. Say. We moved on.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, you got to be a man.
Well, you are a man. Yeah. You're paying your bills.
Yeah. Pay my bills. Working. Got to work at 3:00 in the morning. Same. And, you know, if you don't like how people are, what did Instagram give us? Block them.
Mm-hmm.
Just block them. Yeah. They're not going to be in our lives forever. They're going to regurgitate and talk all this shit. Let it be. Because, again, there's people out there who don't want to see people win. Why am I going to worry about all these podcasters when I'm doing events, I'm getting this person? I'm just living my life. Mm-hmm. This is all nothing
they're low-hanging fruit. Move on.
It's all nothing but negativity and jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And all because of this, my relationship with King Mexico is done.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm sorry. I mean, everything fell through. I mean, 3024, and now I'm having people tell me, blow me up, says, man, that new episode of King Mexico, man, is fucking trash. And I was the one who was keeping the conversations. I was the one keeping it original with new topics and everything. I made that show. Numbers don't lie, you know. Again, I know Chris is like, oh, I thought he was going to go hard on me and talk shit. Just shut up, Chris. Move on, or just clean your fucking room, dude. I'm just tired of all of these problems. Our lives were doing good until all these little baits here. Let's see, what's the last thing when Jose was texting me and said, "Oh hey, how come you blocked me? I didn't block you. You blocked me. You're into your feelings."
Yeah, he thought you did it, and then he went through his settings. And then he looked at his blocks and he realized he was the one. And then he called you back and then he apologized to you. And I remember you had it on speakerphone and I was right there and I heard it. And I was like, damn, they can't even fucking remember what the fuck they do to you. That's how much they're on your nuts.
But you know what?
It's sad.
But the thing is, I don't care. Move on, guys.
And let's face it, you guys were never really friends, because if you were friends, you would have never turned on him. And at the end of the day, you guys just have to end it and move on.
Yeah, just move on. It's like, to me, this is like a what is there to talk about with these there people? Isn't. Only with Tony, and that's it. Yeah. Even with King Mexico was involved, he said, I didn't do anything, but you were. But you were.
So how is he supposed to... You know, when I read that list, and we did that podcast over there at the East of the River, and I was reading off the list off of the screenshot that I had.
It's sad, huh?
And you said, and I was reading the names, you know.
These are the people. Place, I didn't, and, these, there are certain people I help, but not that much, but it is what it is.
But you really helped King Mexico, and you were talking to him at least once or twice a week. And so was I. Like, you know, I'd talk to him over now and then with you, and it just makes me sad because it's like you were friends. And you care about him, and I cared about him.
But the thing is, there's no loyalty. I don't care, you know, whatever. It's like, he's on fucking ramblings of nuts.
Yeah.
And I told him, why are you fucking with these people? And they made a fake page disrespecting me and my family and my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to hold you accountable to that. You're a part of that.
Yeah.
You knew about it, and you're going back and forth. What was it saying? You're touching the fence on both sides.
Well, you're straddling the fence on both sides. You have one foot on one side and you have the other foot on the other. And it's like, I get that Rambling liked this page because they were part of creating that page. And I get why, you know, that other guy...
we saw the screenshots, you know, what MindBuzz was saying. Kickback
put it on there because Chris from Kickback Podcast is part of that. And he helped create it with MindBuzz and his girl. But you, King Mexico, like, you liked it, and it said Los Brujos Podcast, and then Steven said, oh, that's King Mexico. And then I, like, wait, what? Like, and I remember that you had Los Brujos, and then I remember that you do King Mexico, but I always associate you with just King Mexico, because I don't even think I was, like, listening to the other one.
Damn, it's kind of sad.
So it just made me really sad in that moment. And I realized after, like, oh, shit, like, it's never going to be the same.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, you know, all the stuff, how it happened with MindBuzz and all. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I moved on. You know, we just have to part ways. We had to block people. We can't fuck with people. But this is where the gossip begins. Oh, Mega Man's this. Oh, Mega Man's that. You're just saying... Because that's how you feel. I haven't seen these motherfuckers in years.
I know you haven't.
So
even done a live or a podcast with them.
Yeah, and so I haven't seen them.
There's not going to be any sweat off your nuts. Like, it's not going to matter. You're going to cancel, clear, delete.
But I guarantee they're going to do an episode about me.
Oh, I guarantee that they're going to create fake shit on us.
Oh, yeah. Because
they're going to sit there and double down. And that's why 2 nights ago, when he was doing a podcast with Chunky... And then after the podcast was done and over, I had just got home from work, and all of a sudden, Chunky starts DMing me like crazy. And there's a thing that came through, and it says, when influencers try to cause havoc, we'll drag them down one at a time. A documentary is going to be dropping soon. The victims have come forward. These sickos will be stopped.
So that, how stupid. Yeah, so with all that shit, again, like, we're winning. It's envy, jealousy. We're going to move on. And people were telling me on the celebrities and all, you're better than this. Shut the fuck up. Like, you're talented. We got all the love and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we just move on. Like, hey, what is? If they're going to say keep on recurring, go ahead. But this will be the last. And the last. And
on our end.
So we don't have to.
On our end.
And I want to say one last thing, and I have to say this. Antonio Lopez, stop sending fucking dick pictures to some people. Because you were sending dick pictures to my lady, Cindy. So if I were you, motherfucker, shut the fuck up. And stop sending dick pictures to ladies. We all know where you work at. And pretty much, like, you're a podcast listener. I know you're going to fucking hear this. So, again, does your wife know what you do? That you're cheating on her and sending dick pictures to girls being very flirty? Little suspect right there, you know? So, all y'all people who had him on your show or listener, bro, watch out, man. Because Antonio Lopez, be careful, man. Because we know. And we know everything. Because that's kind of fucked up what you did to Cindy, sending dick pictures like that to her. And you're fucking married, dog. Okay? I think we're going to end on that. Do you have any shout-outs or any last words, Cindy?
Shout-out to our kids. Shout-out to City of Wilmington, the Art Center. Shout-out to who else?
Shouts to everyone.
Everyone.
Shouts to the fucking haters.
Shout-out to the haters.
Everyone. This will be the last time I talk about all these issues. I don't need this. I moved on. Doing bigger and better things. Follow me on the Lami Social Experiment Podcast. And to the people who are going to talk shit, oh, he's this. Say whatever you want, man. Because you know why? Because you know how my...